Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. Today's program is brought to you in part by the financial support of our listeners. You can support the show on a one-time basis at support.greatdetectives.net. You can also become one of our ongoing Patreon supporters at patreon.greatdetectives.net. Other options for supporting the program include mailing in a donation to Adam Graham, P.O. Box 15913, Boise, Idaho 83715. You can also send us money with the Zelle app to box13@greatdetectives.net. And I want to thank Fabian so much for sending in a one-time donation through our PayPal at support.greatdetectives.net. Thanks so much for your support. Now it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie. The original air date, May the 28th of 1947, and this one is The Ghost of Florence Newton.
Uh-oh, a hitchhiker. And is she pretty? Come on in, young lady. I'm bound for Little Bend, but I'll drop you anywhere you like.
Thank you. You're very kind.
My name is Blackie, Boston Blackie.
I'm Florence Newton.
Want to give me an idea of where you'd like to be dropped off?
I want to go to the farm.
Anyone in particular?
My own farm. The one my father owns.
Uh-huh.
I've been wading in the creek, and I hope he won't mind.
Well, there isn't much to do out here in the country except go wading, is there?
No, there isn't.
What do you kids do for excitement? Saturday night dances, movies, that sort of thing?
Yes, that sort of thing.
You're not particularly talkative, are you?
I guess I'm not.
Good guessing.
This is the farm right here. Would you please stop?
Why, sure.
Thank you very much.
No trouble at all. You may have a little trouble with a door on your side. It sticks. Oh, wait right where you are, and I'll go around and open it for you.
Thank you.
Be there in a jiffy. Well, here we are, young lady. Now, where did she go? Florence. Florence Newton. That's funny. Maybe she went into the house. Guess I'd better find out.
Yes?
I imagine you must be Mr. Newton, is that right?
Yes.
I just drove your daughter to the door, and when I went to help her out of the car, she disappeared. I thought maybe she came in the house here.
My daughter? What did she look like?
Young, about 21, I'd say. Attractive, brown hair, blue eyes, about so high. She'd been wading in the creek, and I gave her a lift. Well, what's the matter? Isn't she here?
No, she isn't. You described my daughter all right, but she was drowned in that creek you were talking about 3 years ago.
And now back to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
Well, Thompson, I guess you close your case against Butch Heathers tomorrow morning, don't you?
You're going to close it, Inspector Faraday, and get a conviction of murder, too. I've never been as sure of a case since I've been district attorney.
No reason for you to doubt you'll get a conviction in this case. Boston Blackie's going to send Heathers to the chair for you.
I've never known you to be so sure of Blackie before, Inspector. I thought you two didn't even get along.
Oh, we rib each other a lot, but we don't mean it. At least I don't. I know I can depend on Blackie when I really need him.
Well, I need him this time, Inspector. Blackie says he saw Heathers kill that man. If he repeats that statement in court, that's all I want.
Sure it is. It's all you need. Blackie's word is reliable. When he says he sees something, he really sees it.
Howdy, Blackie. Welcome to Little Bend. This is Harry Oldfield.
Pleasure, Blackie.
How are you, Oldfield? Well, Sheriff, do you have those records on Butch Heathers ready for me?
Sure do. So Butch went to the big city and got himself into real trouble, did he?
He sure did. I want his local record to turn over to the DA.
I knew that boy was no good when I arrested him for stealing Clyde Ranson's shotgun 5 years ago. Well, here's all the dope on him as a local bad boy, Blackie. I made copies so you can have these.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Those records going to send Heathers to the chair, Blackie?
These records plus what I saw, old Phil. And speaking of seeing things, Sheriff, I saw Florence Newton this morning.
Flo Newton? Well, she's been dead 3 years.
So her father told me.
Blackie, now don't you try to pull that old one on me. I've been hearing for years about people picking up ghosts in every town in this country.
But I did pick up this girl, Sheriff. She said she was Florence Newton, and her father admitted the girl was his daughter when I described it to him.
Blackie, I'm afraid the country air's gone to your head. Better stay in the city where you don't see things.
Look, now look, I don't believe in ghosts any more than you do. But that girl got in my car down by the creek, rode up to the Newton farm with me, and then just disappeared.
Well, Blackie, she acted like a ghost anyhow.
Believe me, Blackie, Flo Newton's been dead for over 3 years.
All right, Sheriff, I believe you. But believe me, I picked up a girl in my car this morning, and she was Florence Newton.
Well, it's possible, Blackie, but where did you get wings for your car?
Okay, lad, you want to. When I see things, I see things, and I see I'm not getting anywhere with you. Thanks for the records on Butch Heathers, and so long.
Goodbye, Blackie, and say hello to Miss Newton on the way home.
Goodbye.
Oh, well, now, how do you like that, Mr. Oldfield? Boston Blackie suddenly seen ghosts.
Well, that's some story, Sheriff. You think I could make anybody believe it?
Well, you're a writing man, Mr. Oldfield. Your paper sent you up here to get a story on Butch Heathers, but I think you got a better one on Blackie and the ghost of Florence Newton.
Oh, good morning, Mary. Come on in.
I certainly will. Blackie, have you seen the morning paper?
No, I haven't. I was out of the city yesterday, and I didn't get back to town till early this morning.
I'll say you were out of the city, and out of your mind, too. Look at this newspaper. The whole town's laughing at you.
What for? What if I... Uh-oh.
Blackie, since when do you not only see a ghost, but tell the newspapers about it?
I didn't tell the papers about it, Mary. Hey, wait a minute. That fellow Oldfield in the sheriff's office must have been a reporter.
Oh, fine. Well, you phone that paper right away and get a retraction. Wait till Inspector Faraday reads this. He'll haunt you with it for years.
I can't help that, Mary. I did see that girl. I talked to her. I had her in my car. I took her home.
You fell asleep. You had a dream and talked out of turn to a reporter.
Now, Mary, stop that. If the girl was a ghost, she was a ghost. But she was in my car, and now let's skip it. I have Butch Heathers to worry about today. I'm going to help make a ghost out of him.
Oh, so you can keep seeing him for the rest of your life, too?
Look, let's forget about the ghost of Florence Newton and worry about the trial of Butch Heathers.
I thought no one was worried about it except Heathers. Well, you saw him kill that man, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. And I have some reports on him from Little Bend that should help cinch the case against him. You going to be in court?
I wouldn't miss being there. You're the star witness for the state.
Yes, and when I get in the witness chair, it's going to be another kind of a chair for Butch Heathers.
Court. Will Boston Blackie take the stand? Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Take the witness chair.
Thank you.
Proceed, Mr. District Attorney.
Thank you, Your Honor. What's your name?
Boston Blackie.
Do you know Butch Heathers?
Yes, I do.
Could you point him out in this courtroom?
Of course, there he is, in that end seat at the first table there, the man wearing the green shirt.
Will you tell this courtroom where you saw Butch Heathers and what he was doing on the night of June 6th last?
Well, well, I was walking through the alley behind the garage where I keep my car, and I saw Heathers approach a man known as Ellie Spry, pull out a gun, and pump 3 bullets into him.
Yes?
Then he ran. I chased him, but he got away.
You say you definitely saw Butch Heathers kill Ellie Spry.
That's right. It was definitely Butch Heathers.
Thank you, Blackie. Your witness, Mr. Walters.
Thank you, Mr. District Attorney. Blackie, you say you saw Butch Heathers kill Ellie Spry.
Yes, I did.
You saw the murder committed with your own eyes?
With my own eyes.
Those same eyes that yesterday morning saw the ghost of a girl who'd been dead and buried for over 3 years.
Well...
Order! Order in the court! You did see a ghost on the road to Little Bend yesterday morning, didn't you?
I saw a girl.
You claim you saw Florence Newton, Blackie. The description was perfect. But Florence Newton is dead, isn't she?
Yes, so I understand.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you have just heard this man frankly and openly admit that he saw a ghost. Now, we all know there are no such things as ghosts, except in fairy stories and in the minds of people with overdeveloped imagination. Order! Order in the court!
There will be no outburst.
Blackie, Inspector Faraday of the Homicide Department is one of your best friends, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
And you'd like to see him send Butch Heathers to the chair, wouldn't you?
I'd like to see the guilty punished.
And you like to see your friends come up in the world, too, don't you? And the conviction of Butch Heathers might get a promotion for Faraday, mightn't it?
He's a good police officer. He's deserved a promotion for a long time.
And you'd like to help him get it, wouldn't you?
I've always helped Faraday whenever I could.
Thank you, Blackie. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, by this witness' own testimony, the facts are clear. There's no proof here that Butch Heathers killed Ellie Spry. This man sees ghosts, so he can see things that don't exist. This man who claims he saw my client commit the murder claims so in an effort to aid and improve the status of the police department friend of his. How can you convict a man on the testimony of a witness such as this? How can you send a man to...
Will the defendant please rise? Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, have you reached a verdict?
We have, Your Honor. We find the defendant, Butch Heathers, not guilty.
Court is adjourned.
Hey, Blackie. Blackie.
Oh, hello, Faraday. Well, looks as if he got away from us.
Yeah, he got away, all right. A great guy you are. I counted on you to help me send this guy where he belongs. But you have to go out and see a ghost.
You don't believe me either, do you?
I'll say I don't. Do you realize what that ghost has done?
Sure, he got into this trial and got Butch Heathers out of a jam. And we can't touch him now. He can't be tried again for the same crime. I know all about that. And I know something about that ghost, too.
Will you stop talking about that ghost?
I'm going to find that ghost and let it do the talking, Faraday. I'm going to find it if I have to follow it to the Happy Horning Grounds.
And now back to Boston Blackie. On his way to the country village of Little Bend to get the criminal records of Butch Heathers on trial for murder, Boston Blackie gives a lift to a girl who says she is Florence Newton. Later, it turns out Florence Newton has been dead for over 3 years. Blackie is star witness in the trial against Butch Heathers because he saw Butch commit the crime. But the defense attorney wins an acquittal for Butch on the grounds that a man who sees a ghost can see a lot of things that don't exist. As we return to our story, it is the day following the trial, and Mary Wesley is with Blackie in his apartment.
Blackie, I'm sorry I teased you about Florence Newton. Can't you do something to find her again?
I've tried that, Mary. I drove out to Little Bend again last night and asked everywhere for a girl who might look just like the dead Florence Newton, but no luck.
Well, that's because there was no ghost. Now, will you stop trying to convince yourself there was?
Mary, did it ever occur to you that I never said the girl was a ghost? The girl was real, flesh and blood, real. It was a father and the sheriff and everyone else who said, if I saw Florence Newton, I saw a ghost.
Well, you described the girl to Mr. Newton, and he said it was his daughter.
He said it answered the description of his daughter, but that it must have been the ghost of his daughter, if it was anything. If I could just find her again.
I'll help you, but I certainly never thought I'd help you look for another girl.
I'll get Faraday in with us. Maybe we
can... Oh, speak of the inspector, he rings the doorbell.
Chances are that he'd rather wring my neck. Come in.
Boston Blackie.
Florence Newton.
What?
Florence, am I glad to see you.
Thanks, Blackie, but...
Blackie, if this girl's a ghost,
I'm... not a ghost, Miss...
Oh, excuse me, Miss Newton, Miss Wesley.
Hello. So you are real, aren't you? Real pretty, too.
Miss Wesley, I came here to explain all about what happened.
It's about time somebody explained something.
To begin with, my name isn't Florence Newton. I'm Vivian Peters, and I was paid $1,000 to play that trick on you.
Who paid you? Butch Heathers?
Yes. He was out on bail, but I didn't know that. Or him. He said it was just a gag.
Mm-hmm.
When I read in the papers this morning that he was acquitted because you said you saw a ghost, well, I realized why I'd been asked to pose as Florence Newton.
That's the best thing you've realized all day, Miss Peters. But you're going to be one of his worst enemies for telling me this, you know.
Why? What have I done?
You've proved my testimony against Butch was correct.
Well, so what, Blackie? Heathers was tried and acquitted for killing Ellie Spry, and he can't be tried again for the same crime.
No, he can't, Mary, but maybe there's some other way to get at him. I'm going down to see Faraday. Miss Peters, did anyone see you come to my apartment?
No, Blackie.
Good. You and Mary stay here till I get back. Everything's going to be all right, unless I'm all wrong.
Come in.
Hello, Wallace.
Oh, Butch, come in.
Thanks.
Well, how's it feel to be a free man?
Great, Wallace, great. You did a good job for me. You're the best lawyer in town.
You didn't kill Ellie Spry. That's why I got you off, Butch.
Yeah. But Blackie had me nailed for that killing until you pried me loose with that business about the ghost. I knew that ghost story would make Blackie sound silly.
What do you mean you knew it, Butch? I didn't know it myself until I saw the papers just before the trial.
I got news for you, Wallace. I give you a little assist in beating a rap the state had on me. I fixed up that ghost.
What are you talking about?
Cost me 1,000 clams, Wallace. Don't worry. We'll come out of your fee.
Wait a minute, Butch. Did Blackie think he was Florence Newton, or didn't he?
Sure he did. It was a girl I hired to say she was Flo Newton and go through the whole routine. Just as Blackie said.
Butch, I hope you're lying.
Nah, I'm not lying. I'm bragging. That was a pretty smart trick, wasn't it? You see, I knew about Flo dying in that creek a while back because I was living a little bit when it happened.
Get out of here, Butch.
Huh?
You heard me? Get out! I took your case and defended you because I thought you were innocent. Now I know you're not. You did kill Ellie Spry, didn't you?
Is that what the jury said?
No. Because you did something behind my back to ruin Boston Blackie's testimony.
Sure made a mess of it, didn't I?
Laugh if you want to, Butch. Laugh because you know you can't be tried again for killing Ellie Spry. Laugh because you made a fool out of me. But you're a killer, Butch.
Yeah, smart one, though, huh?
Yes, you're smart, all right, but so am I. Legally, you're free, but I'm a lawyer, and I'm going to find some loophole in the law to bring you to justice. Maybe that girl can help me. Maybe she can go to the police and tell them.
Think so, Wallace? She's a ghost, remember? And all a ghost can say is, boo!
Go ahead, Butch. Have a good laugh. Go out and have a good time, too, because she won't be having a good laugh or a good time for very long.
Hey. Who are you calling, Wallace?
The police. I won't be a party to a conspiracy.
I think you better not, Wallace.
You don't frighten me with that gun, Butch.
But you bother me with that phone. Put it down, or I'll knock it down, you...
I think I'd better take that gun. You think so? No, so...
Now I gotta go get another lawyer.
Blackie, get out of my office.
The
before you start seeing things in here.
Look, Faraday, will you start seeing things? Will you start seeing how and why I was made to believe I picked up Florence Newton on the road to Little Bend?
I know why you think you picked up Florence Newton on the road to Little Bend. You're a big dope.
You mean I'm a big dupe?
Dope, dupe! What's the difference? No.
Faraday, that girl's real name is Vivian Peters, and she was hired by Butch Heathers to pose as Florence Newton.
How do you know?
Because she's in my apartment. She told me all about it. Butch hired her when he was out on bail.
Now you're not only seeing crazy things, you're saying crazy things. How would Butch know about the death of Florence Newton so he could rig up such a stunt?
Butch lived in Little Bend. He knew what she looked like, and the records show that he was there when the Newton girl drowned in that creek.
So he was there. So he knew the girl was drowned. So what am I supposed to do now? I can't send Butch Heathers where I want to send him. He can't be tried again for killing Ellie Spry.
I know he can't, but I've got to... Listen. There's your phone, Faraday.
I know it, Blackie. I gotta know something. Faraday speaking.
Inspector Faraday, this is Madeline Wells, Harold Walters' secretary.
Yes, Miss Wells.
Inspector, Mr. Walters has been killed.
What?
He's in his office, dead. He's been shot.
Wait a minute. Blackie, Butch Heather's lawyer has been killed.
I know. I heard her say it.
Stay where you are, Miss Wells.
Yes.
Don't touch anything. We'll be right up.
All right, Inspector.
Well, Blackie, what do you think of that?
It's not what I think, Faraday. It's what I know. Butch Heathers has made another mistake. Only this time, we're going to make it his last.
Oh, no, Blackie. You bungled things the last time I had Butch. Go have yourself some fun in a graveyard. Meet some new ghosts, maybe. You're out of this murder.
I'm out? Oh, no.
You're out? Oh, yes. From here on, I'm handling Butch Heathers all by myself.
You mean mishandling Butch, don't you?
I'm going to surprise you, Blackie. I've got an idea. In fact, I've got two ideas.
You'd better get an idea how you can pin the murder of Harold Walters on Butch before you do anything else. We're just guessing he's our man.
He's not our man. He's my man. And I know how I could pin this on him, providing I get no interference from you. I'm going to have you kept here in this office for an hour, so I can have my way, and you can't get in it.
You know, Inspector Faraday... It's a funny thing how many uses you can get out of a fire escape like this.
Mm.
You can get out of a building on it, hang laundry on it, sunbathe and sleep on it.
Yeah, and keep quiet on it too, Muldoon.
All right.
The glass in this window to Butch's room isn't soundproof.
Yeah, but it's sure almost look-proof, Inspector. Why, it's so dirty I can hardly see through it.
I can see enough. I can see Butch in there and the door to the hall.
Are you sure that, Peter's girl will do what you told her to do.
She'd better. You know, I'm sort of proud of myself about this.
Yeah?
This is the kind of idea Blackie would get. He's not the only one who's smart.
Well, what if it doesn't work?
What do you expect from Blackie's ideas? Uh-oh, there must have been a knock on the door in there. Butch just got up and walked over to it.
Well, now he can lift up the window a little, huh?
Yeah. Quick, while he's on the other side of the room.
All right.
That's enough. Butch just opened the door.
Is it the Peters dame?
It sure is.
Well, Miss Peters, you took long enough getting here. Come in.
Thanks.
We can hear pretty good.
You phoned and said you wanted to talk to me, sweetheart. Well, what about?
You ought to know what about. I didn't know I was going to save you from the chair when I said I'd play ghost for Boston Blackie.
Well, what you didn't know didn't hurt you too much, did it? You got to breath the country air out of it, too, didn't you?
You got out of a murder rap, Mr. Heathers. And everyone knows you killed Ellie Spry. Blackie's testimony was right, every word of it.
Yeah?
You've made an accomplice out of me, Heathers, and I don't like it.
Inspector,
oh, you don't?
You...
Well, well. That's too bad.
It's so bad that I'm going to the police.
Oh, I wouldn't do that if I was you.
But you are not me.
Look, I killed Ellie Spry and got away with it. I killed Harold Walters, my lawyer. I'm going to get away with that, too. I'd include you in that list in a minute. And don't forget it.
Gee, the police will know you killed Walter.
Yeah, they won't even suspect me. Then Wallace just went a case for me. Anybody in this town ought to know that Wallace and I are the best of friends. Now don't go to the cops, sweetheart. Won't do you any good, and I wouldn't like it. You understand?
Come on, Muldoon, let's go.
I understand.
I've heard all I need to hear.
I understand.
All right, I'll raise the window now.
Hey. Who's out there?
No time now. Let's go right through the glass.
All right.
Don't move, Butch.
Cops.
Duck, Miss Peters. They may be shooting.
Yeah, she ain't ducking, but I am behind her. Go ahead, shoot, copper. Hit this dame. See if I can.
No, don't.
Inspector, don't shoot. You'll hit the girl.
You mean to kill the girl, don't you? She makes a nice target, doesn't she, Inspector? A nice target, but a better shield.
Don't
Your
shoot.
Pals ought to see you now, Butch. If you were as tough as you claim to be, you wouldn't be holding that girl in front of you.
Cut the talk, pal. Go ahead and shoot, why don't you?
You know I'm not going to shoot.
Polite cop, huh? You don't shoot ladies, huh? Well, you don't shoot me neither. And you don't catch me. There's a couple of more steps back, and I can reach the door.
You did this all wrong, Inspector. Shut up.
Well, I'm at the door, Faraday. Go ahead and shoot if you want. This is your last chance. So long. So long, copper. And here's your girlfriend. Maybe you'll...
Go to sleep, Butch. You're tired.
Blackie!
Yes, Inspector. Blackie with a black jack. Are you all right, Miss Peters?
Yes, thank you. I think my arm's going to be bruised tomorrow.
I think Butch's head is bruised a bit, too. Or maybe this blackjack got the worst of the deal. Faraday, it's a good thing you told the guard to let me go in an hour.
Yes?
I knew where you were heading and stayed out there in the hall to wait for you. I imagine you heard Heather's confession.
Sure. You heard him admit he killed Ellie Spry and his lawyer.
Yes, and it's a good thing I was outside the door. Faraday, what would you do without me?
I don't know. But I'd sure like to try.
Don't do it, pal. You're a big man on account of me.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. The morning papers are going to say that Butch Heathers is another of the feathers in your cap.
Welcome back. This was probably one of the lesser episodes of Boston Blackie. I do like the idea that was at the core of it, that a criminal tries to discredit Blackie by having him see the ghost. Where it falls apart, I think, really is with the villain. For this plot to work, the person who made the scheme has to be a bit of a criminal genius, a master of psychology who has calculated out that if this happens to Blackie, he is likely to tell about it And in addition to that, our genius has to have planned, and after becoming aware that the reporter was there, has to have planned on that reporter being there at that precise time. And in fact, advised the woman who he hired where to be and when at the exact time to make sure that Blackie is able to say what he has to say in the presence of the reporter. The type of person who would come up with a scheme like this is a Machiavellian schemer, a Moriarty, with a keen understanding of the human mind. Unfortunately, when we meet our villain, he is nothing of the sort. He ends up having to kill his lawyer because he reveals the scheme he used to get off. And even then, he really didn't have to kill his lawyer. His lawyer might not like it. His lawyer could fuss, fume, and threaten, but there wasn't a whole lot he could do. And he gives away his involvement in the murder of his lawyer by confessing it to the woman he hired to play the ghost. Again, for no good reason. I think this episode might have worked a bit better for me if there were some mastermind who planned it, and it was planned, unfortunately, for the mastermind and for the forces of crime, for a criminal who was a bit dumb. It wouldn't have been a perfect story, but I think it would have been more believable. I think it's a bit of a writing fail here. The writers didn't want to end this with the bad guy getting away, but I think you're kind of written into the corner once he gets off. So you have to have him commit another crime so that he can then be arrested. And Blackie's role of the case is pretty unremarkable, other than it does show that Inspector Faraday really does struggle to get anything done without Blackie's help. And I think that these Boston Blackie cases are at their best when we feel like we're dealing with a clever criminal, a complex situation that only the keen mind of Boston Blackie can solve, rather than we're dealing with a situation that the police really should be able to handle, such as when a criminal goes around confessing like this guy does, but for some reason aren't. So again, this is just not one of my favorite episodes. All right, well, listener comments and feedback, and we have one from Fabian who writes, "Hi, those old-time radio detectives are not known in Switzerland where I live, so I'm very glad to have found your podcast on TuneIn by channel. My favorite ones are Boston Blackie and Richard Diamond. Thank you for your great work." Well, thanks so much, Fabian. And we also have a comment from Bill. "Hi, Adam. I've noticed on the past two episodes that there's a different actor playing Mary Wesley. Do you know if this was temporary or permanent cast change? Thanks." I honestly don't. The general guides to Boston Blackie mention that Leslie Wood and Jan Miner shared the role of Boston Blackie. Whether they went back and forth, I don't know. It's a challenge because of Boston Blackie not having clear credits as to who is in each episode. Also, I've not heard the episodes that we haven't played. We've got more than, or a little less than 2 years worth of Boston Blackie left. And I am not sure how the exact casting of Mary Wesley goes. Sorry, I wish I could give you a more definitive answer. All right, well, that will do it for today. If you do have a comment, send it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Next Thursday, another episode of Boston Blackie. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.